Hi, welcome to Redeem the Commute. I'm Ryan, your host for these daily challenges, and today's the last week of our series, The Night That Changed Everything. We've been looking at how Christmas was the night that changed everything and everyone. We looked at how it changed the powerful, the religious, the poor. We looked last week at how it changes us, even living 2,000 years on. And this week we're going to conclude by looking at how it's the night that changed the wise. We're going to be looking at the story of the wise men. You may be wondering why we would do it kind of out of order a little bit, but the wise men didn't actually come to see Jesus for, could be up to 2 years after he was born. We don't really know, but it was somewhere within 2 years of Jesus' birth. We don't know that it was right away while they were at the manger. It certainly doesn't appear that way. So we decided to leave the wise for this week so we could focus on the impact on us last week. So this week we're looking at the wise, and particularly at the relationship between belief in the story of Jesus and it having an impact on us, and our reason and our intellect and our academic experience of life. The wise men may seem to be some surprising guests to meet Jesus early on. We're not too shocked to see shepherds visiting Jesus. They were poor just like Jesus and his parents. They were quite at home in a stable, since they dealt with animals anyway. It's not that surprising in some ways for a little homeless baby to be visited by a bunch of homeless guys looking after sheep. But the wise men make less sense. Why would some magi, and I'll explain tomorrow a little bit about what they are, but basically some astronomers, some learned astronomers from the East, why would they bother coming to meet this kid? This little kid and worship him as God? In some ways we might look at it and think, well, these guys should know better. They're academics. They spend their time learning and studying. Surely they know better than to go and bow down before a baby and give him a bunch of gifts when he's not actually born in a palace with all the obvious signs of being a king. Why would they follow a star? Why would they bother traveling all this distance and making all these sacrifices just to worship a child? Our expectation can be that men like the Magi are too smart for all this. They're too smart to believe these kinds of stories about stars and baby kings born in a manger. That kind of idea is pervasive in our culture. There's a great story about a man named Lee Strobel, who was an investigative journalist for the Chicago Tribune. And he would write about mafia scams. He was always trying to expose what the mafia was up to in Chicago. And one day his wife decided she was going to become a Christian, a follower of Jesus. And this was a major problem for Lee. He just couldn't believe that she would fall for these things. Here was a guy who was used to exposing scams and showing people that they should have been smarter and not fallen for something. And now his wife was getting sucked in to religion, to Christianity. So he decided he was going to apply everything he learned in investigative journalism to exposing Christianity as a fraud. What he did is he interviewed experts. He spoke to scientists and doctors and forensics people. He looked across the spectrum, like he would as an investigative journalist or a lawyer. And what happened was he actually became convinced of the evidence. He thought he and his wife were far too smart for Christianity. He was appalled when his wife wasn't. And then he discovered for himself that actually Christian faith, the story of God coming to earth, first as a child born in a manger, but then growing into a man who performed miracles and finally died for the sins of all of humanity and rose again from the dead. He discovered that that story was actually rational, that it was intellectually plausible, that those who believe it aren't just lightweights. They're actually intelligent people who are top of their fields. That's what he found, and I hope that's what we'll find by exploring the story of the Magi this week. But in the meantime, I've got a question for you to consider. Can you describe a wise person? How do you recognize one when you see them? What is wisdom? Have a great time considering that. I hope you'll discuss it with a friend as well, somebody from the train or bus, from work, from home, whoever you spend time with. Watch the videos in sync, even if you're not together, And then whenever you are together, discuss the questions we've been asking you. Have a great one. I'll see you tomorrow.